And 6:06, it is overcast, rain, 73 degrees in Tulsa, on our way today to 79 for a high. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Well, we begin this morning with the weather. We have a line of strong thunderstorms stretching from Nowata down to Claremore to the Bixby area and then to Waltmaugee. They are strong. They are not severe. Meanwhile, the destructive El Reno tornado gets an official upgrade.
The National Weather Service has upped the rating for Friday's tornado near El Reno, Oklahoma to EF5, making it the widest tornado ever recorded. According to the Weather Service, the tornado was at least 2.6 miles wide, twice the width of the EF5 that hit Moore May 20th, killing 24 people and leaving a 17-mile path of destruction. The El Reno Twister, originally rated an EF3, packed winds reaching 295 miles per hour. The ranking was upgraded after survey crews completed their assessment Tuesday. According to the Weather Service, the tornado traveled 16.2 miles and was on the ground for 40 minutes. Marshall Stewart, KWGS News.
The Tulsa School Board will reopen the Alcott Elementary School in North Tulsa. It will be repurposed as the McLean 7th Grade Center in an effort to ease overcrowding. Tulsa School Board member Dr. Lana Turner-Addison praised the plan.
There's been a lot of work going into this and a lot of community meetings outside of Chamberlain Area Neighborhood and the McLean Advisory Committee.
Alcott is on 46th Street North, just to the east of Martin Luther King Boulevard. The other school under consideration was the Cherokee Elementary School in Turley. Reading volunteers are needed this summer. It's for the Community Action Project's Summer Reading Program. Heather Duncan is with CAP.
A lot of our kids are unable to go, you know, off-site for extracurriculars like gymnastics or sports or music lessons. And so we like to bring individuals from the community in, and it's just an easy way to come in and inspire a little one.
She says you can volunteer once or weekly or whenever it's convenient. Volunteers read to small groups of CAP students who are between the ages of just a few weeks old all the way through 4 years old. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation has identified a woman found slain in her home in Tahlequah. The OSBI says 40-year-old Tiffany Renee Mayer, an NSU chemistry professor, was found dead last week. The OSBI says her car was recovered at the Stonehaven Villa apartment complex in Tulsa yesterday. Well, this week on Studio Tulsa, we are profiling the major candidates for mayor of Tulsa. Rich Fisher's guest yesterday was former mayor Kathy Taylor. She talked about the city's infrastructure and the need to focus on a complete streets approach.
So you don't just look at the street that is driven on, but you look at the entire infrastructure and plan accordingly for sidewalks, for bike lanes, if that's an area they're needed, and to make sure that when you tear up a street to put in a water line or a sewer pipe, that you tear it up once, not three times.
You may hear the entire interview with Kathy Taylor online at publicradiotulsa.org. Today's guest on Studio Tulsa will be Bill Christensen. The election is next Tuesday. Firefighters in Sapulpa are staying busy with a house fire near where the Turner and Creek Turnpikes meet this morning. The house was fully involved when firefighters rolled to the scene right around 4:30. Our weather forecast, showers and thunderstorms. Some could be strong to severe. A high today of 79. Tonight, thunderstorms will be likely till around midnight, and we'll have a low of 63. Tomorrow, the rain ends at a high of 78. On Friday, sunshine and 79. National Weather Service radar shows showers and thunderstorms from Nowata to Pryor to right around Bixby all the way down to Waltmaugee this morning. Now, at 6:10, it is cloudy, rain, and 73 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.